Well, it's really great to be with everybody today and see your smiling faces. I see we have the baby, the infant, and parents sitting in the very back of the room. I remember those days. Yeah. Josh, little, I could carry him like this, sitting in the back, just waiting for him to, so I could, What a great privilege to be a mom. But today's Father's Day. And today we're here to honor our fathers, you know, and there's two men in the back that this is their first Father's Day with Michael, with Titus, and Stephen, with any baby that we're aware of anyway. How's Stephen? Katie and Stephen just had a little girl a couple weeks ago, and Titus was born about 8 weeks ago, and so we have some babies here, and we have some great children up at Children's Fellowship that the fathers in this room nurture and love and take care of. And that's one of the things I really want to talk about today, is the qualities and attributes of a father based on God's Word, and how God, in His Word, is extremely loving and kind to all of us, and the example that He sets as a loving father. All these characteristics, I just want to start. Now, I'm not saying this is all characteristics of a godly husband and father, particularly today, but these certainly are some of the most important, and you can add to the list if you would like later. But a father loves unconditionally. His love is not due to circumstances, situations, or the economy of this world or any other. His love is unconditional, just like God loves us unconditionally. A father provides for his family. He's there to take care of the needs of his children and his wife. He is the provider. That is the way God set it up, just as God provides all of our needs as our Heavenly Father. He is patient. He is not perfect, but He is patient. And patience is a fruit of the Spirit. And a father that walks with God walks by the Spirit. And that's what makes him such a tremendous example to his family. He is forgiving, just as God is forgiving to us. And you know what? He can be trusted. A father should be trusted. You should be able to trust your father's words, just like we trust God's word. So as a father, it is very important what you speak to your children and how you speak it. He never gives up on his kids. He's a great encourager. He is faithful. A father that walks with God does not run away. When things get tough, he doesn't give up and leave. A father who has God as his example as a father is there through thick and thin. You know, having a child, for those of you that haven't had a child yet and will eventually someday in your life, when that baby's born, that relationship as a father and mother never ends. I don't care how old they get. I mean, Josh is 20, almost, he will be 26. And, you know, I'm such a mother. I ask him silly questions still, and he rolls his eyes and sighs and gives me the answer, even though sometimes I think it bugs him. But that's because being a parent, being a mother or a father, is a lifetime thing. You know, in our world, maybe that's not the way they teach it. But I'm not concerned about what the world teaches. I'm concerned about what God teaches our men to be and us to be. And how God is always faithful to us. He is always there. No matter how many times we mess it up, where is God? Right there, waiting for us to say, okay, I blew it. Maybe I could use some help here. Okay, I could use some help here. He's faithful, and that's what fathers are. Fathers are faithful, and they're there through thick and thin. He puts his whole heart, a father of God, a father that walks with God, puts his whole heart into his family. They are valuable and precious to him, and he knows their value. It says in the word that a child is a gift from God. It says in the word that a man who has a quiverful is happy. Children are a blessing. They're not always easy, but they're always a blessing. And if you put your heart into being their parent, their example, guess what? Your life will be blessed too. Just like God puts his whole heart into everything he does for us. Do you see the correlation here? I mean, you know, some guys, I had the privilege of growing up with a wonderful father. Didn't always see eye to eye with him. Sometimes he really made me mad when I was younger. But as I got older, I realized he got wiser. No, he was always wise. I'm the one that got wiser. And he didn't always give us our way. You know, there were things that he withheld from us because they weren't right at that time in our lives. And it didn't matter if I got mad at him. I remember telling my dad one time, you know, I just hate you. I hate you. And I really thought that would get to him, because it usually got to my mother. Sorry, Mom. But it usually got to my mother when I'd say things like that. She, now, Vicki. And my dad just stood there and he said, well, you're just going to have to learn to love me in the same pair of britches you got on, because I'm not changing my mind. And I walked away thinking, God, that didn't even get to him. You know? But he knew what was best for me. So that's the choices he made. That's what a godly father does. He does what is best for his children. That's what our Father does for us. And I think of that in the major sacrifice that God made with Jesus Christ. That was his only begotten Son. And yet, so we could have a relationship with God, and we could have this Word of God to go to and learn from how to be a good father or how to be a great believer. He gave his only begotten Son. It cost him something. Wow. What an example of a father. You know, some people don't grow up with great fathers. But the Word says that God is the father to the fatherless. He will teach you how to be a father if you didn't have an example of a great father. That's what a father does. He has compassion. He's a teacher. And he's an example. And those are the two things I want to focus on in the Word today, is he's a teacher of God's Word. That's the most important thing that he can do for his child, is to teach him God's Word in the love of God. Because without that, we don't have a chance in that world out there. Without a knowledge of God's Word and how much God will do for us and how much we can depend upon God to be our strength, just like a child depends upon his father. You know, think about it. You know, there's two infants in the back of the room. They can't walk. They can't feed themselves. You know, they communicate very simply, crying, smiling, and laughing. But you know what? Their dad picks them up. Their dad feeds them. Their dad provides for them. There are many things in our life that we can't do without our Heavenly Father. In fact, I'm pretty convinced I can't do anything without my Heavenly Father. So to teach your child, fathers, about the greatest Father there is the most important thing that you can do. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. This is a time when Moses is getting ready to die. He's getting ready to give Joshua the charge to take the children of Israel into the promised land. And he has a conversation with the people. And let's start in verse 4, chapter 6. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets before thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." Wow. You start with, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Isn't that one of the commandments that Jesus Christ gave in the Gospels? Where do you think he learned it from? And it says, you shall teach them how? Diligently. You shall teach them diligently. What a great privilege. What a great responsibility to take the time to teach your children the word. To have it so in their hearts that it's bound there, that when they grow older, God has something to stir up within them, to remind them of who they are and what they've learned. And that is a father's primary responsibility, to make sure that that is done. And it says, you know, you write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. This should be things that are, there should be things in your home that have the word on them. The word is the life source that we have written down, that we can get to know God better, how to be a better father, how to be a better believer, an individual, if we so desire. And I believe people desire that. I think people have a hunger to know God. Sometimes religion can make it seem so confusing. But God is so simple. All of these characteristics I read, God has them. And he teaches about them in his word. And here Moses is telling these guys, you teach your children the word diligently. Diligently. Look to Proverbs 22. There's another good one for the papas. I think we have some great, wonderful men of God in this room, don't you, ladies? Some wonderful husbands and fathers. And, you know, I don't think any of us have grown to the point where we can't still learn about being, you know, a father or a mother or a brother and sister in Christ. It's just such an awesome thing for us to be able to just look into God's word and see how he works with us as a heavenly father. And for men, that must be so great to be able to do that. Because there's a quality to child raising that only a man brings to it. Just like there's a quality that only a woman can bring to it. And that family unit needs both of them. But man, to see the same qualities in God, our Heavenly Father, for you to open this book and look at those qualities and know that you can do this because you have God in Christ in you. Everything that God has, his love, his compassion, his forgiveness, his heart, all of that is in Christ in you. So don't think that you can't do this. This is too hard, because that's just a cop-out. It's not. It's not hard. It takes work. It takes diligence. But we have such a loving Father that's left such great examples in our lives. We really have this under control, guys. Honestly, you have it under control today. I'm supposed to be teaching about the fathers, but God, it's so hard just to teach about the fathers when you teach about God, because God is about all of us. But Dad, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Here it is. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child as he should go. Let's look at that word training. Guess what? It takes a diligent effort to train a child. Training a child is not just telling a child. Training a child is helping a child to understand by example. Because, you know, let's get real. If we think that we can just be speakers of the word and not doers of the word, our children see through that just like that. You know that? Is God a doer of his word? Yeah, he is. If he tells us he's going to do something, does he do it? Yeah, if we allow him to work in our life, he does it, right? Well, you know what? Training a child is helping a child to understand the right choices to make according to the word of God. This word training is, you got to look at it sometime. It's really huge. It's not just, okay, renew your mind, or okay, because I said so. It's a teaching. It's a training. It's helping them to understand that they want to, with a willing heart, make the right choices in life, no matter how they feel. Because that's really what it is. It's not about our feelings. It's about our walk with God. And that's what you're teaching your children. How to walk with the Father. Bring them up so that they habitually want to make the right choice, and they do it with a willing heart. And you know what? They're happy that they're making the right choice. You know, they're blessed. Sounds like the renewed mind in Romans 12, doesn't it? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yeah, we teach our children how to do that. And one of the greatest ways is being a living example. Remember the last two things on my list was teach your children the word and you're a living example. You can't teach your children the word without being a living example. It's not possible. That's not training, just to tell them to do it and then you go do what you want to do because you're freaked out. Let's don't get freaked out. Let's go to God and he will teach us how to do these things without being freaked out. Look at Proverbs 22:15. Just look over a page here. This is a pretty good verse. And this tells you why you do it. I mean, you do it because you love them, but then there's another big reason right here. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. It's bound in there because of the sin nature. We teach a foolish child how to be a wise child. We teach a foolish child how to listen to our voice first, watch our examples as fathers, and you know what? Then they can hear God's voice more clearly. Because I'm going to tell you, you know, it talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then a few verses down, it talks about how a father is not to provoke his child. And to provoke not your child is don't irritate them. You know what? Training a child takes to consistency. Don't be one minute this way, and then the next minute you let them get away with it. See, that's not what God does with us. God is faithful. When he says what he says, he means it. And if we obey that, what kind of results are we going to get? Great results. That's how you train your child. You let your child see your life with God. See it. Hear it. Watch it. That's how it all comes together. And when he is old, God says he won't depart from what you've taught him. Now, sometimes kids take a vacation when they're teenagers and, you know, but I took vacations. Sometimes I still take a vacation. They just don't last as long. I get right back on the road, but because it's not smart to take a vacation from God's word. But you know what? It's there. If you have trained them, if you have taught them diligently so that it is in their heart, they will come back to the word of God. Because that's a promise from the word. That's not my word, that's God's word. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. God has really left us some great examples here for the fathers and all of us to look at and to know. Proverbs 3, verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. You know what? Correction is part of life. It's part of life for any believer, and it's part of life for children. I mean, it's just what happens, you know? Foolishness is there. You got to correct that. But you correct that with the Word of God. You correct that in the love of God. You train them. You don't just tell them. You know, and one of the cool things about, look at Proverbs chapter 6, one of the cool things that God really shows us in His Word is it's so important to continue to teach the Word to each other. And in a family, a father should have time where he sits with his child and teaches the Word, prays with his family, you know, makes the Word a living part of their life. Does it take discipline? Sure. But you know what? Fathers are strong. You're strong. You have the Spirit of God within you, and God will show you how to implement that in your own little family unit, the best way that's going to be for your children. He's the Father. He's the Father. So fathers, go to the Father, and He'll show you how to do this. And it's so important because that foolishness is there, and the Word is what's going to be able to dispel foolishness and allow us to walk in wisdom, allow our children to be wise. Proverbs 6, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the light, and the law is light, and reproof of instructions are a way of life. You know what? Look up here. Reproof of instructions are a way of life. But God is very plain here. My son, keep thy father's commandments. You teach your child that. Why? Because it keeps them safe. It helps them. It gives them wisdom. It helps them to be able to make right choices. And you know what? The Word says that a father who does this is delighted in his son or daughter, Stephen. It's just, you know, this thing about fatherhood is so awesome. I looked on the internet and I was reading, what's a father? And nothing, no explanation, no list, nothing compared to what God is showing us in His Word. No poem, no statement. You know, there was one list that had 45 different characteristics of a good father. But you know what? None of them compared to the characteristics of our Heavenly Father. And that's the kind of father that you can be. That's why God leaves us this example in His Word. Think about it. Think about what you can do as a man of God that walks with your Heavenly Father, and then you take those things, those attributes that He expresses to you in your walk with Him, and you then teach your children those things. And then they teach their children those things. See, this isn't about just being a dad today. That's why I said it's a lifetime thing. If the Lord tarries, our children will be teaching our grandchildren, right, Jan? Right, Pam? God's Word, right, Jeannie? There's a couple of grandparents in here. That's how this works. If the Lord tarries, we want every generation after us to have the Word. So we have to diligently train our children. And it's fun. God will show you how to make it fun. Correction isn't always like, You know? And the rod isn't something that you use, you know, just to whack a kid because you're mad at them. God teaches us how to love our children so that they want to be lovingly obedient. Like, do you want to be lovingly obedient to your Heavenly Father? I do. Now, sometimes I'm not, and then I change my mind and I try it again, and He's always right there. Just like you dads. Children fail sometimes, but do you just say, well, you stupid old kid, never mind, I'm going to go get a different son? No, of course not. You pick them up. You love them. You encourage them. I mean, half the time you would take their pain away if you could, but they have to go through it sometimes. They have to learn. So let me ask you a question. Can you teach your child something you don't have? Can I give you something I don't have? Nope. Think about that, dads. Can you really teach your children what? Just this little, and this is just a smidgen. This is just the surface of what's in here about fathers. But can you teach them what you don't have? No. Can you be that living example? Because I'm telling you, in James chapter 1, verse 22, it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So any individual who thinks they can just come to fellowship, hear the word, or go to church, and I don't care who it is, and then go out there and live the standard of the world Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then go back to fellowship on Sunday and let's just play the game. Whew. God says you are deceiving yourself, and the fruit in our lives will bear whatever we're putting into it spiritually. If that's a promise of the word. So as a father or as a believer, how is your relationship with your Heavenly Father? Dads? Do you take enough time with Him? See? I mean, these are honest questions. I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot. But think about it. Being a father is an incredible, incredible joy and responsibility. And we only get out of life what we give into it. I'm talking about a life with God. It says that in His Word, doesn't it? You will know them by their fruit. If you don't have that fruit planted in the good ground of your relationship with God, then you're not going to bear that. You know, one thing I looked at, and we're going to close there in Galatians. I thought this was something really just struck me, and I wanted to share it. You know, you guys are such wonderful men of God, and sometimes I know that, you know, things can seem discouraging at times, and you know, the economy, this, that, I don't, you know, whatever. God is always faithful. He is always trustworthy. And He will show us how to do every detail in our life that we need to do, including and particularly important, the raising of our children. And I saw this in Galatians chapter 5. And I thought, you know what? These are some of the most dynamic characteristics of the men that I know in this room. These are part of the characteristics of a godly father. And that's why I want to read this, because it's really true. Galatians 6, verse 22. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. There's a loving father. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such these there is no law. When we walk with God, when we understand our relationship with our Heavenly Father, and we walk by the Spirit of God like the men in this room do with their children and their families, this is the fruit that just gets magnified in their lives. I know some of the men in this room are the most, they're the kindest men in this room. They're the most loving men in this room. Because I'm a part of your life, so I know you, and I've watched you. And I see the fruit in your life. And I see joy in your lives. And we are a blessed body of believers here in San Diego to have the men of God we have in our family. Because you guys are awesome. And your children love you and respect you because you are living examples to them. You do live the word. And we can all improve and we can all get better at it. And hopefully we all will as life continues. But don't ever doubt for a minute that you aren't wonderful fathers and husbands to the women and children in our fellowship, because you are. And I'm very thankful to be a part of your lives and to be able to be blessed by the fruit of your lives as you walk with God daily. Okay, so that's what I wanted to share, dads.